BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Happy New Year. My friend Unlucky Gary comes up with a great new way to see who you're about to date. You'll never believe what Deborah Meaden watched on TV over Christmas. And Greg James plays Real or No Real. Mel's here, everything's back to normal. It's Monday the 5th of January. Jonty's been on saying, yes, bangarang, that is what I need to wake myself up again and get stuck back into uni revision this afternoon. Hello, if you're tackling revision for the first time again after the Christmas break, you're probably thinking, I'll do some at the weekend, but then today you've really got to knuckle down and just get on with it. It's so hard to find motivation though, don't you think? Just like the lethargy of New Year.
But you're very good at this. You're very good at motivating people.
Come on, everyone.
People will call you up and just say, can Scott just tell me that it's all going to be fine?
Yeah, normally for exams.
Yeah.
But if you are revising today, we feel your pain. I said revising. If you're revising today, then we feel it. We've got loads of tunes for you this afternoon to help you through it. It'll fly by. Mark in the Forest of Dean says, yes, bangarang, things are back to normal. What do you mean? I suppose they mean the Christmas music. I mean, it was a bit weird on Radio 1. It always is over the festive period.
Is it? I mean, it's completely gone now, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Have you taken your tree down?
I've still got a few more presents to sort. but then I'm done for this Christmas.
You've still got people
couple
to buy
more.
For.
Just yeah, a couple more.
We went... What day did we go Christmas shopping? Boxing Day, was it? No,
yes.
Day after.
I need to get one of our bosses a Christmas present as well. But then I found out that they're back on Wednesday, so that's fine.
Get a boss a present.
Yeah. Seems like the right thing to do.
What, a boss here?
Or do you think it's late enough now that I can leave it?
Ooh, apple for the teacher, is it?
You blatantly got a present for the boss.
No, I didn't.
Blatantly did.
No, I didn't.
One of your people did.
No, I didn't.
Blatantly did.
Did not. Anyway, let's not argue. It's a new year. I know what you mean. Slade and Wizard are off now. We're back to George the Poet. It's all fine. And, Rihanna off of films. From Radio 1 has been on, well, her mum has, Wendy, on Twitter, saying that Rihanna's 26 today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Rihanna, off of films, and they're on the way back to London. Hey, Rihanna, I thought of you the other night because I watched a brilliant film that I knew you would approve of. It was called Diana, that one that came out a couple of years ago about the Princess of Wales. Best bit, when Princess Diana goes to Burger King. Rihanna, if you've not seen it, that's my top tip for you. And she goes to Chicken Cottage. Anyway, Rihanna, happy birthday. Here's Sunita with a special message for you. Go on, love.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here, back in the afternoon between 1 and 4. New Fall Out Boy next. Everyone in their friend circle has somebody which bad stuff just happens to. Just a bit of bad luck. Nothing awful. But there is one, isn't there?
Where,
like,
always.
There's always one that's like... more clumsy than the rest, and there's always one where if something's going to happen, it will happen to them.
Oh yeah, just generally bad stuff will happen to them. For me, in my group of immediate friends, I'd say Corner Man is that guy. Mm. He's the kind of guy that would... there's this one story. He got friendly with this guy on a night out. You know, everything was fine. Just they just became mates.
Mm.
And this guy said, yeah, come back to mine. But he obviously didn't realise, this is Corner Man, didn't realise that this guy was trying it on with him.
Oh.
Ended up going back to his, it all went wrong.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. Not ideal for him.
Corner Man not interested in that.
Corner Man wasn't interested. Corner Man wasn't aware that was kind of the agenda.
Yeah, totally misread the situation.
But unlucky stuff just happens to him.
Yeah, Unlucky Gary is my friend. He's been on the show quite a lot over the last few years.
He's the best.
Just because he is the guy in my group of friends. Let's not forget, last year he found a 500 euro note on the street when he was coming to meet me here at Radio 1. Stepped on it, thought, I'll have that, because no one else is claiming it. And then a group of boys on bikes came up to him and went, excuse me, that's ours, and just handed it over. 500 euros.
I mean, there's a fine line between unluckiness and just stupidity.
Mm, yeah. There was a time where... let's not forget that homeless man asked him for directions and then fell on him, dragging Gary to the ground. And then he was sick on the bowling alley at my work's Christmas party in Pete Tong's Lane. To be honest, that was self-inflicted. And there's the time he was cleaning the loo and got splashed back. And then the time he was kettle, do you remember, at a student protest going on a sightseeing tour of London?
Do you remember you had him calling into the show live from the... Because he was there all day, live from these protests.
I only wanted to see Big Ben. Been here 4 hours. Here he is. It's Unlucky Gary. Hiya.
Hi, you all right?
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Even though I saw you on Saturday, but yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So, Chris, get this. You haven't heard this before. Gary was telling me over the weekend of a great new tip, which a lot of you will, I think, use after you hear this, on dating.
Right.
So, you know, if you're online dating, which you are, Gary, aren't you?
Yeah, all the apps.
Active on all the apps.
Are you doing it all?
All the apps, yeah, Tinder and the rest.
Fish.
Yeah, everything. He's...
Fish, yeah.
Plenty of... Yeah, it's all on, isn't it?
Very much so.
He's throwing it all at the fan and see what happens.
I heard another one the other day. There's one now where it links you up with someone that you've walked past. It's very odd.
What?
If you've walked past someone on the street... This app somehow works out that you've walked past them, and then it matches you with people that you've walked past. It's very strange.
Oh, I have to get that one.
Get that one, Gary. Get that one. Active on all the apps. Anyway, so when you are on Tinder or what, any of the others, you see a picture, don't you? But
yeah.
That's it. And you can maybe strike up a conversation with them, but you're still just seeing a still image, aren't you?
Mm.
Now, Gary, what can we do to combat this, just to get a little bit more extra info?
Okay, so what I use is I chat to them for a while, and then I go on their Facebook page.
Yes.
All right, so you're add each other on Facebook?
Yeah, sometimes you don't even have to add them. A lot of videos are, like, open to see.
I know what you mean.
So I go on their Facebook page, look on their videos, and check out their Ice Bucket Challenge video. Everyone's got one.
Everyone did it, right?
Everyone did it, yeah.
And wow.
Then I can hear what they sound like, see how they react, and then kind of make a judgment then.
I see.
This is, I think this is kind of outrageous.
He does raise a good point, though. Mm. It is a kind of showreel, if you will.
Yeah. Well.
It saved me a lot of time and awkwardness.
What do you mean?
Well, it's some of them, I had no idea they'd react like that or sound like that, so I just, rather than meet them on a date, check out their video, and then...
Oh, no, unlucky Gary, this is quite nice of you. See, I thought you were saying the Ice Bucket Challenge videos, you were going to those, because then you can... It's basically wet T-shirt. But what you're saying is you just want to hear their voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, just mainly their voice, yeah.
And also to see how they act, so that if you do decide to meet up with them in person, you will know a bit more than just a static picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because you can't often tell from a photo.
No.
I've had some right nightmares like
this
that.
This does seem slightly odd. There is something slightly wrong about it.
But I reckon other people listening will already be doing this.
Yeah.
It's a bit like when you go on Facebook and you're trying to look through people's holiday photos.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I've seen them topless.
Gary!
I haven't done that, of course.
Okay.
So what are you looking out for in the Ice Bucket Challenge videos, Gary?
Because some people look different in real life as well, so, you know, it has got a filter on and stuff.
Yeah. There are people that look different in every single photo.
Yeah.
But with the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's a video, you can't hide.
Exactly. And you hear how they sound.
Mm. You keep saying this, you hear how they sound. What do you mean?
I think he means... Gary, correct me if I'm wrong.
Go on.
The bit where they scream.
Yeah.
So I've had a look at some of these Ice Bucket Challenges just randomly. And I think I can now illustrate what Gary means.
Well, hang on a second. So you've been with Unlucky Gary looking through these Ice Bucket Challenges in the pub with him, have you? Is this what's happened?
Possibly, yes. I just need to say these are all publicly published videos, by the way. And there's like they're all out there on the internet, okay?
Right, okay.
For instance, check this guy out. Wait for the water to drop.
Take it like a man.
Take it like a man.
Ow! Oh!
Ah!
And this one.
Okay, you ready? Ready? Steady.
Horrendous.
Right, so what don't you like about that?
Gary's basically judging them on how they scream.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. So that really bothers you, how people sound.
Yeah.
Because you like them, you're matching up with them on your Tinders, aren't you? You like how they look, but there's a problem when the water hits.
Yeah, if they're too theatrical or something.
What would you rather, like, whoa?
Yeah, better, yeah.
You want a more manly scream, don't you?
Yeah, not like that.
Gary, I've heard you scream, though, do you know what I mean? No, that sounds wrong. Oh, God.
Dad.
No.
You want a more aggressive... You want a more aggressive scream, don't you? Or what is it? A more typically Mandy scream?
Yeah, just someone that don't sound like Liza Minnelli or someone like that.
Right. Oh. So you want more... and less...
Yeah, definitely.
It's a who, but you want more kind of Brian Blessed style, like... Or maybe the voice of the X Factor doing the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Something a bit manlier for you, Gary, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So as a result of seeing the Ice Bucket Challenges, have there been people that you were talking to but are now, maybe you've binned them off because of the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Quite a lot, yeah. Quite a lot.
I'm not sure this is
these
right.
These were made for charity videos, weren't they? There's something very wrong about it. People don't do this, surely.
Gary does. Let me know if you do, 81199. Don't have to use your name. Thanks, Unlucky.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you a bit. The Scott Mills Daily. The transfer window opens again today. We told you about this on Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Today is the day where you can do what you want now.
What do you mean? So now dumpings can be back on. So it's not necessarily a nice day.
No, not necessarily, but if you... you're free to do what you want now,
right?
Because you were tied into a contract until the 5th of January. But it's fair game now, whatever you want to do. Rosanna says, first thing I do when I gain access to a Tinder match surname, check out their Ice Bucket Challenge. I'm the same as Gary. Hiya, Leah.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
I've not even thought about looking at Ice Bucket Challenges. I think it's the best idea I've ever heard.
Unlucky Gary came up with a good one there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Nathan in Swansea says, I've never done the ice bucket check for Tinder, but I will be from now on. This is a genius idea. Just because it's better than just seeing a photo, isn't it?
Oh, I've had so many false profiles. It's unreal.
As someone's just texted in, if you don't like how someone sounds, how are you going to have a relationship? It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good way of checking out what they sound like.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get into a relationship with someone. Like, you like the look of them, but what if they're like... when you meet them?
Or... if they're there, you know, let's say it's late at night and you hear a noise downstairs and they go downstairs to go see what's going on, that's not the scream that, you know, you want to be hearing.
You've got to think about these things. I mean, online dating maybe has made us all a bit fussier, do you think? Emma says from Rochester, Gary is a male version of me. Always got to look at Facebook before any date happens. It makes you fussier. Also, here's going up another level. Someone's best mate, doesn't say their name, checks the girl's Spotify to check her music tastes before he even agrees to date her. Wow. See? It's quite specific. This is Ariana Grande. I can't even see you. If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. Try to hide it, fake it. I can't pretend anymore. This is Scott Mills. I'm getting various reports today of people that actually broke the rules of the transfer deadline day window for relationships. Chris from Essex says that his girlfriend got rid of him just before New Year's Eve. See, there should be some kind of penalty, which I think we need to introduce next year for this, don't you?
What, like a compensation thing?
Some kind of where there's blame, there's a claim, ho, kind of thing, because...
Someone got dumped on Boxing Day, Scott.
I know, here we are. A mate of mine broke transfer rules and broke a contract on the day after Boxing Day. Is there some sort of transfer embargo imposed now? We need to... When we do transfer deadline day later this year, up to Christmas, we need to, I think, get some more rules, because people have been being all willy-nilly with it.
I think one of the rules should be return of gifts.
100% yes. There we are. Someone else that got broken up with day after Boxing Day. My ex-girlfriend left me day after Boxing Day, the day before our anniversary and New Year. Oh. What's that all about? And she listens to your show. She's an avid Radio 1 listener.
She should know.
She should know. She knows. She should know. We'll introduce more rules next year because this is just ridiculous. The Scott Mills Daily. Absolute blatant disregard of the rules on transfer deadline day. Adam in Swindon. I didn't realise this was happening so much over Christmas. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Got dumped the Sunday before Christmas. What's she doing?
There's so many.
There's so many.
I mean, perhaps you should personally call each one of these people.
Yeah, I think also naming and shaming them next year might be a good idea.
Oh, I like this idea. George has texted this in, and this fits quite well because there's the FA Cup draw tonight. This could work.
Mm.
Got a good idea. Get all the people who were dumped, put them in a draw. Draw male and a female, set them up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I quite like that. Two different hats. We get a sort of guest in to do the draw.
You were sending tweets over the weekend, and I was like, did you see my reply? I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
I accidentally sent you a tweet, a text, on one of them, because I was texting my mate Sir Dosser about the darts, which was on last night. And then you replied, and then I thought, well, actually, no, you should like this. It's quality. Quality darts, which was on last night.
Love Anderson, just signalling it's already won. And I was like, what? Sorry, meant to text Sir Dosser. Take it you're not watching the darts. I was like, sadly not. It's unbelievable. Next level madness. This is the biggest drama with the darts. Massive, massive moment.
But this is the thing.
It still didn't make me want to turn it on.
But I get really excited about these things. And there's the amount of things that I do for your amusement or just to... or the things that I'll endure or do just because you say it's funny.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted you to get involved in was watching the darts with me, even though you weren't there. And you
why was it so good?
It's just epic.
But why? What happened?
It's so close. Oh. And that's the thing with you. You don't give it a go. You don't try new things. If you tried the darts, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's your new friends or something like that, strictly. For some reason, you won't enjoy the darts. Now, what you should have done is turned it over, go, on paper, this shouldn't really be me, but I'll give it a go. I'll tell you who was there. Jake Wood. He was at the darts.
You and your new dancer friends. Was he really?
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. You're too easily influenced, and you should give things like that a go.
I went to the darts once.
It was FA Cup weekend. We could have gone together.
What does that even mean? Like, some of your tweets were making no sense. Did you see my reply? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because it's the third round of the FA Cup. It's very exciting. Giant killing could be on.
Okay.
You don't try.
Okay, well, maybe maybe that's my New Year's resolution. Maybe I should try a bit
more.
Harder for you.
Yeah.
For you this year.
Yeah.
With the darts
and
such like.
I had a massage.
I know, that's
true.
I
tried tanning.
That's true.
Try the darts.
Okay. All right, I will. I notice, Chris, you've reignited your conversations with Mrs. Mead.
I have, yeah. She's my favourite dragon. Love
she's
her.
A massive dragon. In the way that I mean that she's got a lot of money.
Yes.
And I think that show's back on soon.
And she's been there since the start.
Legend. You and her have a great relationship. Every time you have an idea, you run it by her and she normally scoffs at you. But it's all done in good fun.
It is. And we do you remember we got hold of her number at one point and I would just call her any time of the day or night.
She loved it.
And offer her a business opportunity that I may have come up with.
Yeah. I like it that you've been tweeting again. Good afternoon, Mrs. Meaden.
Mrs. Meaden.
Hello.
Sorry.
Person.
Sorry, Mrs. Mead. Happy New Year to
Happy
our favourite dragon.
Happy New Year. Oh, I like to hear that. Happy New Year to you.
How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah, really good. Really good.
Now, we've just been talking about this on the show. On Twitter last night, I noticed that you and Chris had a little bit of a conversation.
It was a couple of nights ago, to be fair. But what did you think of the hangover then, Mrs. Mead?
Oh, hold on a minute. Is this the very same hangover that I then tweeted, I really enjoyed it, but I'm not going to talk about it in public?
Oh.
Was that the same conversation, Chris?
Maybe.
Yeah. No.
We just like the idea of, think about it, everybody, Deborah Meaden sat at home in her slippers, probably next to a pile of cash, like on the TV, watching The Hangover. It's just.
I loved it.
What did you expect from the Hangover film then?
Well, I didn't know. My sister said to me it was really funny and I should watch it. So I didn't know, but she did say it's a little bit laddish in places. Mm. And actually, I thought it was really funny all the way through. The end, the snapshots at the end revealed all the stuff that we didn't get to see.
Yes.
So that was a moment there. But no, it was really good.
This is my favourite, Mrs. Mead reviews.
I know.
This is great.
And you had a similar experience when you were in Las Vegas, I understand.
It's honestly, the same thing happened to me, except for the tiger.
Right, but everything else same.
Everything else the same, but not the tiger.
You see, I struggle to watch things like The Hangover, films like that with my parents. Not that you are one of my parents, but I would love to have watched The Hangover with you.
Oh, really? Why?
Because you're Mrs. Mead. Now,
you volunteered to watch The Inbetweeners, and I'm not sure.
Yes.
I think that might be one step too far.
No, I think this is what we're going to do, Mrs. Mead, if that's all right with you. We'll arrange a night, and we all watch The Inbetweeners together. We've got some other videos for you to see as well.
hold on a minute. This means I watch the in-betweeners and you two watch me. That's basically what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Gogglebox. Yeah.
I just really want to watch it with you. I don't know why. I just want to watch things with you and see your...
That's odd.
I think you've missed out on a lot. If you haven't watched The Hangover up to now, I think there's a lot that I need to show you. There's certain internet videos which I don't think you're aware of.
I agree.
Can I pre-screen these?
No, we've got a whole list of things that we think you've missed out on, Mrs. Mead, and we can do them all on the same night. We'll start with the in-betweeners, have a couple of drinks, and then go in on the internet videos.
And now, hold on a minute. Have you got time for this, Miss Mills?
I will have at some point, or it might just have to be you and Chris.
Which you're backing out already.
Mm. Well, that doesn't matter so much, does it? Because this was a me and you thing on Twitter, and then Scott sort of piped in because he was interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good to have Scott on board. He's a fellow dancer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so we'll arrange a date if that's all right, and we'll start with the in-betweeners. Don't have to do the second one, do we?
Two.
Hold on, have I got any say in any of this?
Oh, yes. Do you not want to, though? I mean, I assumed it would be just a yes.
Yeah, oh, really?
Is it a yes from you?
Well, I'm just a little worried that I can't pre-screen it first.
No, but you didn't with The Hangover. You just got involved, you know, and you loved that.
I did.
I'll tell you which
right.
video she'd like, that one with the cakes.
I know, that's exactly the first thought that came to my head.
The cake one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So the thing is then, you kind of knew what to expect from The Hangover because you'd been to Vegas. So with the in-betweeners, have you ever gone on a girl's holiday to Kavos?
To where?
Kavos.
Doesn't know where it is. One of the Greek islands, or Magaluf, or somewhere like that.
No, I've seen Magaluf. I've heard Magaluf.
Yes.
I've been on a boat sailing past Magaluf.
Probably best for you.
And you can smell it as well.
Yes, you can.
I need to be clear.
Yeah.
I need fish and chips.
Right, okay. Yeah. There's something else that Mrs. Mead has never done. She's never had a fishbowl.
Yes. Oh my God, there's so much we can do with you.
The possibilities are endless.
I'm just virgin territory. There you go.
Okay, good.
I just want you to experience things.
I do. I just don't do it publicly.
Yes, I think you've experienced a lot, Mrs. Mead, but we've got more stuff to show you that maybe you haven't seen.
Oh,
anyway,
right.
I'll be in touch with the day, all right?
All right, I will look forward to it.
Mrs. Mead, when's Dragon's Den back on?
Oh, that, good timing. We're back on the 25th of Jan.
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
Yes.
Perfect.
And the other thing is, we need to put some pressure on the BBC to do some follow-ups for Dragon's Den, because I reckon that I get asked so often what happened to that business.
True that.
So I reckon we should do that.
Like a follow-up show, that's great.
Exactly.
Hosted by me.
Hosted by...
Oh, get me involved in this, please.
Well, no, I asked first. All right, well, we'll discuss the contracts and all that off-air, Mrs. Mead, but good to speak to you.
It's lovely to speak to you, Mrs. Mead.
It really is. Happy New Year to you. Right, okay.
Right, bye. It's on, Mrs. Mead with a fishbowl around mine.
This is so good.
Watching the YouTube videos on a big screen. I love this. Lower than Atlantis. Lighty, you get what you see. Say it like it is and regularly. I'm not faking, this is what I believe. Live your life free, do what makes you happy. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, I can't wait to drink fishbowls with her.
This is going to be so good. I'm so excited.
Imagine the video. Imagine that on BBC iPlayer.
Is this a showbiz promise, do you think, or is this a realistic thing?
I mean, she's very busy, but I reckon she would put it in the diary for us. Because she loves us.
I'm so surprised she hasn't seen The Hangover. Therefore, and she hasn't seen In Between Us. There's so much stuff she hasn't seen. And the internet is a wealth of content for her to see.
Hey, I tell you what, I've got a lead, right? And the lead connects to my big screen, so we can watch YouTube on big screen.
Oh, YouTube on big screen.
Shall we do YouTube on big screen?
That would be great,
wouldn't
it?
Would you like that? Oh, she would love that, wouldn't she? So much to see.
Get some food in.
Yeah. Pizzas.
Yeah.
Like a
massive meat feast.
Meaden boshing a massive pepperoni.
Meaden on meat feast.
Yes.
That would be great to see.
Deborah Meat Feast.
Yes.
Okay, we need to stop calling her Deborah Meat Feast now. That was just something that spilled out of my mouth. And the thing is, that one...
I think it's fantastic merchandising opportunity.
No, I think that name will stick and she won't ever be able to look the other dragons in the eye again. Oh, it's Deborah Meat Feast.
But on the night...
It sounds
of the dragon-
a bit... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
It sounds like one of the films we're planning to show her.
But I think it's a fantastic piece of merchandise. I mean, imagine that on nights that Dragon Dens is on, you can order a Deborah Meat Feast. That
Dragon Dens.
That would be great. Dragon, yes. You know
I like Dragon Dens.
Shut up.
Scott Mills here. The Scott Mills Daily. Everyone's back at work today. It finally feels normal.
Like, it gets to a point over Christmas and New Year, do you, where you just think, actually, I just want it to be normal again now? And I got to that point last week.
Yeah, I think it's when you genuinely have had so much food.
Yes.
And a few too many nights out.
Yeah.
I don't know, it does catch up on you a bit.
However, people who are on social media today, as we said on Alice Levine's show earlier, don't Instagram a cup of green crap that you're eating or drinking.
My least favourite thing at the moment is hearing the like often extreme lengths people now go to kind of reverse the winter bulking.
Yeah, I mean, great for you. You've blended some kale and a banana. Can we all, by the
what
way,
is kale? By
right,
the way,
can we stop trying to make kale happen, please? Because it's not happening.
What is kale?
It's like green, like veg.
Right.
But think broccoli, but
how come
not.
I've not heard about it until now?
It's been on for a while. But people are trying to make it happen. I was in a pub the other day. It's like, oh, it's with curly kale. I don't want that. Stop trying to make it happen. Anyway, good for you if you've blended it. It's green. It's in a cup. Don't put it on Instagram. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not having spinach for breakfast.
No.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Mrs. Scott Mills. And Happy New Year, Greg James.
Hey!
Hey!
Happy New Year, son.
Oh, nice, son. To see you all sober.
Nice to see you sober. Nice to see you on New Year's Eve on my TV.
You got no fans.
You got no fans.
It's quite all right.
Yeah, it's good, because I was watching the London fireworks, but
good.
I had you on telling me that the London fireworks were on, even though I was in London watching them.
Just in case people didn't know, the fireworks were at midnight.
Yes, they were.
I saw you on TV. Then
you got all the viewers.
Yeah, by that point in the evening, I was having such a good time at the party that I was at that I then went outside and pretended to be you.
Yeah.
And let off a couple of fireworks.
We said this.
And my mate filmed me doing it.
We said this on our breakfast shows, which I'm guessing you didn't hear last week.
I'm sorry, I didn't. It's hear fine. That. That was the podcast. Isn't
yeah.
It?
No, but he was actually going, hello, I'm Greg James. This is Jim McKerney. And actually pretending to be you, like I used to do when I was pretending to be a Radio 1 DJ. Well, there's about eight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Everyone loved that at the time. It seemed like the right thing to do.
Did you film nice. It?
We did it? Film it, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you stand on, like, put stilts on or something and be really lanky and uncoordinated?
I don't know, just, I didn't, oh no. Just,
hello. You could have been on someone's shoulders and done, like, an eight, you know, like a 10-foot person or something. Hello, with a big coat.
I thought you did very well.
Thank you very much.
It's very good.
It was fun. It was...
Really good.
It was really, it was...
What a great thing to do.
It was really stupid.
Right, okay, so Greg's here to play Real or No Real, a new, fresh set of facts for 2015, but some of them are made up.
Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver turned down a role in Hollywood blockbuster The Hobbit.
What? What, as a chef?
I don't know.
But that would suggest then that they approached him about The Hobbit, as in, right, we need some hobbits in here.
But they wanted him to be Hobbit. They wanted him to be The Hobbit.
We need more hobbits
sounds,
in here.
It sounds it, doesn't it? He turned down the role... for The Hobbit. Was it the role of The Hobbit?
Let me play it to you again.
Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver turned down a role in Hollywood blockbuster The Hobbit.
A role, not the role.
Turned down a role. It could have been a back room role in the catering truck. Could have been.
Good
they've
point.
Got the they've got right. They have got the monies, those things. They really could have splashed out on a good chair.
You see, yeah. I took that to mean that he was going to be in the film, which would be great.
Maybe both.
But then also, I mean, that's a massive film. They could probably get anyone in the world to be part of that film. Mm. The idea they've gone, right, who do we want? We need some hobbits here. We're going to go Jamie Oliver.
But Jamie Oliver is, he's world famous all around the world.
Yeah, he is. The books... Actually, do you know what? Particularly in Australia, New Zealand, they filmed a lot of all that stuff in New Zealand.
They love it.
Why
there,
would
don't
he turn
they?
It down? Well, I mean, that's the other thing. If this is real, he's turned it down.
People love cooking, and those cooking shows are awkward and weird anyway. You know, even Sunday Brunch, it's unnatural to be talking about. Oh, so tell us about your new album whilst eating that risotto. Mm.
Yeah.
It's quite odd. So why not put it into a film and have Jamie Oliver teaching the cast how to cook?
All his merch sells really well as well. I know someone that's got a Jamie Oliver pestle and mortar.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's got plates. He's got salt and pepper mills. Yeah.
Like a Ken Hom wok.
So real or no real? Are we? What do we think then? So, I mean, it's a weird one, this, because if Jamie Oliver got offered the role, I don't know why he would turn it down.
So, what are you saying?
So, the idea that he turned it down, I'm going to say No, real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Yes. He was called by an executive producer and asked to cook for Peter Jackson's birthday in New Zealand. Oh. As well as flying him over to cook the meal, they would arrange for Jamie to have a cameo in the actual Hobbit, but sadly Jamie was working, so he couldn't make it.
Diary clashes.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And next.
In the hope of impressing his celebrity friends, Nick Grimshaw took intensive swimming lessons ahead of his Christmas holiday in the Maldives.
I've seen the pictures here.
That would be great.
I mean, people do this, don't they? Before they go away, they try and hit the gym a bit more, get the beach body ready.
Yeah.
It's a good idea to get some skills.
Like when you get married, people are obsessed with having dancing lessons and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be an embarrassment on our big day.
Yeah.
It's your big day, you can do what you like. Don't worry about it.
Do you think people doing the first dance and actually learning one properly is because of Strictly? I do a bit.
Maybe.
You think they're inspired by people like yourself?
I don't know, no. I wonder
how many crab costumes there are on wedding days now.
I don't think people used to choreograph their first dance before Strictly Come Dancing existed.
Imagine the groom came out in full Uncle Fester gear.
Under the seat.
With a bald thing on their head.
People will be doing that, mark my words.
Be great.
But did Grimmy have swimming lessons in the Maldives to impress his celebrity friends that were also there? Look, sick. Kate Moss, I'm wearing armbands. Look, rubber armbands.
Do we think Nick Grimshaw can swim, firstly?
I'm saying rubber ring.
I think rubber ring as well.
No, I think he'd just sit in one of those dinghies, those rubber blow-up dinghies.
It's a weird one, celebrities like him swimming. I mean, I suppose you do see it on, Dive.
Splash.
Jump, dive, splash. My favourite thing of January normally is seeing the picture of Simon Cowell on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Have we seen that yet?
Yeah, it's been on.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
That was
yet.
On last week.
Sunburnt nips, didn't he?
We were talking about that, sunburnt nips.
He does the same thing every year.
Always on a jet ski, slightly open.
Maybe it's just stock footage it only happened once.
Grimmy swimming lessons, real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, nope. I don't know whether he can swim, though, but he didn't have lessons.
He doesn't look like a swimmer.
No.
No.
And next.
It costs £300 to operate on a constipated goldfish.
How do you know when a goldfish is constipated?
I don't know where to start here, really.
I
imagine he just looks a bit bloated.
I think that's a reasonable amount for operating on a goldfish. I mean, that's not an easy business, is it?
Chris, it's a goldfish.
I know, but the person who operates on the goldfish, I mean, that's a fiddly job.
A fiddly job.
It's
a fiddly job, operating on a goldfish.
But how much have you spent on the goldfish? You've probably won it at a fair.
No, listen, you're not hearing me. So whoever spends that money that's ridiculous, I agree. But the cost of operating on a constipated goldfish, I think £300 is very reasonable.
Hey, if that is the family goldfish and it is loved, you will do anything you can in your power to keep it alive, Chris.
Right. And also,
not constipated.
You're right, you'd have to have very small fingers.
But
you'd have to be an expert.
Also, this isn't life-threatening, is it?
I mean, it could be.
This is a constipated goldfish.
Yeah, but it could be if it just backs up and blows up.
Oh, God!
It doesn't happen.
Could do.
That doesn't happen.
It could.
Oh, I've not been for a while now.
Yeah, bang.
Real or no real?
Real mess in the bowl.
£300 to operate a constipated goldfish.
I think it seems a reasonable amount. I'm fascinated by this fact.
Not that he'd pay £300 to operate on his goldfish.
I wouldn't.
The money's obviously rolling in.
What I'm saying here. I wouldn't. I'm saying, but if there is someone who's offering a service for making your goldfish less constipated, that is a reasonable amount of charge.
Okay, tell me
that. Imagine Scott was a vet, by the way. He's so uncaring that you come in and go, I need to get my goldfish constipated. How much would that be? £300. That's fine. Oh, someone's doing well.
Yeah.
And then operates on him.
I could never look fat fingers. Real or no real?
Real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, a man in Norfolk actually loved his pet so much that he did spend £300 on an operation to restore his constipated goldfish's bowels back to good health.
Fantastic.
Good. Oh, good. That's too much Yule log, isn't it, over the festive period.
Was it on a mini operating table, or would it be a full-size operating?
It's like a little tiny
table. Does not go to hospital. It'll go to the vets, I imagine.
But the operating table must have been tiny. You can only imagine there with a little blanket on.
On a lollipop stick.
And next.
The toy Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Barbie.
Barbara.
She's got her full name.
These are great facts.
Barbara who?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Roberts.
Yeah.
Barbie does look a bit posh, and that does sound a bit of a posh name. No, you and Barbie looks posh. No.
Yeah, she's definitely rah rah.
Yeah.
Oh, on the horses and that.
Oh, darling, she would so go on a gap year.
Yeah. Is she American?
Well, she's whatever you want her to be.
Okay, good.
But yeah, so she is. Well,
have they ever made a talking Barbie?
Yeah. Well, in Toy Story, Barbie is American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
See, you've seen Toy Story.
Yeah.
I get the other.
So, is her full name Barbara Millicent Roberts? Can we imagine this?
Is that Barbie in Toy Story?
Barbie is in Toy Story, yeah. Toy Story 3.
I know the character you mean, but I wasn't aware that that was...
Well, the character called Barbie.
Yeah. Right. Definitely her.
Sorry. The toy Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Real or no real?
I watched a lot of telly over Christmas, and Toy Story was on a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no real, that's silly. No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah.
Her full name is that. In a series of novels published in the 1960s, her parents' names are given as George and Margaret Roberts from the fictional town of Willows in Wisconsin. She has, of course, an on-off romantic relationship with her boyfriend Ken Carson, who first appeared in 1961. Now you know the names of Barbie and Ken. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
it's a draw. I got 20, Greg got 20.
Yes. What's on the first show of 2015, my darling?
Today we have father-son combo Jack Whitehall and Michael Whitehall to celebrate the new series of Backchat. It's on telly tonight, so they're on from 10 past 5 today.
Doors opening, the home of Radio 1.
Closer to Radio 1 on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah. Grab a front row seat. The Live Lounge.
We're Bombay Bicycle Club, and here is our first track, It's All Right Now.
Feel the spray.
Innuendo bingo.
Oh, yes. Straight in his face.
Hold tight.
Say hello.
Bringing you massive interviews.
If I'm honest, I don't feel like I have a home at the moment.
Get closer to Radio 1. Watch extended performances, interviews, and loads of exclusive material only on BBC iPlayer.
Hey, listen, I saw the... I don't think it's out there yet, but the new BBC One trailer for the BBC iPlayer today. You're all over it, Greg James.
Oh, well, the Radio 1...
Yeah, you lose an arm wrestle.
Yeah, did arm wrestling with a listener.
We do a bit of Inuna Bingo.
Yeah.
That took eight... By the way, when you see this on BBC One or BBC Three, that took a long time, didn't it? We got absolutely soaked.
Yes.
I think that took longer than making the Three Hobbit films. And we asked Jamie Oliver to be the chef as well, but he turned it down. He was a diary clash.
So also look out for a great fist bump from Fern Cotton also.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like it took long, but it took blooming ages.
She did that 300 times.
Also, yes, she did. It's on YouTube now, you can have a look at it. Yeah. And there's a bit where Zayn is sat in the office, which never happens.
Never happened.
very unrealistic.
So it's a bit like Towie.
And also he says thank you. He says thank you for a cup of tea that a listener brings him. He would never let a listener near him. And he never says thank you for a cup of tea.
That's true. So some of it is reenacted, like for entertainment purposes, like your Maiden Chelsea's or your Towies. Yeah. But enjoy it; it'll be on your TV very soon.
And,
see
and
you tomorrow.
There's hardly ever pop stars in the office.
No, ever. No, doesn't happen.
Unless
really.
They need a wee or a poo. Yeah.
We're back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1, including Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.